Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This song is so perfect, isn't it?
Where is he? We don't know.
The best.
Where is Bob today?
I don't know. Where is Bob? Tyler, do you have any idea now that you've taken his seat?
I don't know.
Why isn't he here? What's he doing today?
Maybe spa day for him.
Could be.
A little spa day.
Maybe he's skiing.
Do you ski, Tyler?
Yeah, I enjoy skiing. You know what? Obviously I grew up in Canada and there was so much skiing going on. It was great. We had ski hills within a half hour of our house, three of them that were like all legit ski hills. So I grew up skiing a lot. And even now my little guy, TK, he's starting to enjoy skiing, but we go to Boyce Mountain. I'm trying to break him in.
Yeah.
So last year was his first year on like the lift, and that's a whole other worry. That went from being enjoyable skiing with your kid to putting him on the lift.
Tyler,
it is scary.
I have a memory.
Oh boy,
in my psyche until the day I die. And it's Tyler Kennedy, by the way, Stanley Cup champion, here joining me. I don't know where Bob went or if he's even coming. It doesn't appear that way since
Tyler Kennedy.
Bob is at the celebration for the Riverhounds for the championship today.
Now that's cool.
And yeah, he's emceeing that.
By the way, congratulations to them. That's a parade downtown today. Yeah. Celebration. Little celebration where? On Grant Street, I think.
That's awesome.
It really is.
I love that.
That's cool.
Soccer is like bigger than I thought. In Pittsburgh. Like
it's growing.
Yeah.
It's
so
like,
is the stadium, right?
Yeah, the stadium is, I think, at least doubling in size.
Who's that? Is that Bob? That's Pat Bostick making signs to us?
Yeah, he's giving
anyway, Tyler, we lived in Sweden for a year when I was 6 years old. And to make a long story longer, we spent a couple weeks in Austria.
Yeah.
And,
great skiing.
Oh, my God. You've been there?
Yeah, no, I've heard, like, instead of going to, like, Aspen, or they're so expensive there, you go over there, and it's, like, a quarter of the price, and the skiing is just as good.
Incredible. The problem is that I got on the ski lift, and it went very high, and I almost fell, and the stranger sitting next to me grabbed me and pulled me back up into the seat. It's one of those lifetime memories that I remember it, even though I was, like, five or six.
Yeah.
It's burned into my psyche forever. So, yeah, you're right. That becomes scary.
Yeah, because even TK, he's starting to look over. He's starting to, like, he doesn't understand, like, if you fall, it's going to, like, you're going to break something, you know? And I always, like, it's like your worst fear as a parent, right?
Right.
But, like, skiing down the hill is the most enjoyable thing with your kid. He's starting to fly down there, and then he gets on that, and you pull the lever over. And it's a worrisome for a parent
yes.
all the way up,
yes.
you know, and it's just like, I don't. There's got to be even like a seatbelt or something.
It's like imagine going skiing with Limits and seeing him go up on the lift all by himself. Can you imagine how scared we'd both be?
I'm afraid of heights, so I would be terrified.
I am too. I never was. And then as I got older, I'm getting more afraid of heights. Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah. Well, I always was. Not anything that grew as I got older. But other fears have come aboard since I got older. Yeah. Tyler, I can't stop in skating or skiing. I can't make that. Were we talking about this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, you can't commit to
the
turn.
Because it feels like I'm going to fall. It feels like I'm going to break my ankles. I can't let go and do that stop that people do in skating and skiing. Yeah. Why?
I think it's like you got to learn how to turn your hips, right? When you learn how to like put the pressure into your feet and then take it off and turn your hips, that's where it all is, right? Learning how to...
Am I going to have to fall to learn it?
Pretty much. That's why you got to learn to do that kind of stuff early so it doesn't hurt as much.
It's too late.
Yeah, you're too late. I would just hang your skates up. That's it.
I was too late with golf, too. I'm too late with everything. Limits, what? Can you stop in skiing? Do the stop?
No, I can't even ice skate. I can't do anything like that. Tyler, you might have to teach me how to skate.
Oh, can we have a skating
at the South
session,
Park rink?
Tyler?
Well,
here's a great idea. You and I go with Tyler to any rink, and Ben Tenuta comes and films it. As
I think
tries
we can
to, let's
definitely
do that,
make
Tyler,
that work.
Anytime, boys.
That would be great.
You think Bob can skate?
Oh, my God. If Bob came, it would really burn the house down.
I definitely can, yeah.
Definitely not. Are you kidding me?
Bob can do all things.
You think, what do you call the stop in skating?
Stop.
I mean, the classic, when the ice comes up, the shavings.
Like spray. Spray from the skate.
Yeah, that type of stop. There's no way Bob does that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, probably not.
We're doing this within the next 2 weeks. If you have free time before or after the show, like an hour.
Can you skate at all?
I mean, yeah, I can move forward, but then I have to crash into the boards to stop.
Ooh. What about city limits? Can you skate at all? Or
not well. I have not put on a pair of ice skates since probably like senior year of high school.
That's like crazy because that's how I was with like football.
Yeah.
You know, you guys like hockey's like, oh, you play hockey, cool, you know? Like, that's how football is in Canada. Like, oh, you play football, like, oh, big whip, you know, like, who cares? It's so different, you know?
He would crumple like a scarecrow on skates. I don't even think he can stand up on skates.
And you wouldn't?
No, I can actually skate forward pretty good.
Could you score a goal on Marc-Andre Fleury?
No. I could score a goal on the Riverhounds goalkeeper in penalty kicks. Couldn't you,
Tyler? I still don't think you would.
Don't you think you could score a goal on a professional goalie and
yeah, because it's 50-50.
It's 50-50, yeah.
And I feel like I would have an advantage because when you shoot the puck, you're playing those head games. You look one way and you know you're going there, but then you start making those head games with your eyes, your motions.
Yeah.
I think it's very similar to soccer, but I didn't realize how hard it is to run and kick a ball with both feet is. It is extremely hard.
Oh, my God, that's a hard sport. But to score on penalty kicks, I think the average person would have a shot at a goal because of what you say.
Yeah, I agree.
It's 50-50. Anything else on your mind this morning? We can jump into some hockey here.
Yeah, you'll like this one. So when I first retired, there was this local comedian. His name is Matt Light.
I know Matt.
And he
former
was
former Patriots tackle?
Yeah, well. He played against the girls, whatever. But he was like, dude, I want to go on the ice with you, and I want you to skate as hard as you can, and I want you to absolutely put me through the boards. And I was like, what? He's like, no, I want you to hurt me, and I want you to go one lap around the ice and go as fast as you can, and I will brace for this hit, and I want you to run me over. I'll sign any waiver. I don't care. And I was thinking about it, but then I was like, you know what? I'll probably get hurt because he had a couple pounds on me. But
why did he want you to do that?
Just for like content or something. Even when I first retired, remember the biggest Joe's versus Pros?
Yeah.
I was going to go on Joe's versus Pros in L.A. They're like, hey, you want to come out 6 months? The money wasn't very good, but they're like, you come out here, you live out here, and you're going to be part of the hockey segment against average Joes, and you're going to light them up. And it was all a go. I was ready to move and everything, and the show got canceled. They're like, we just weren't getting the views, this and that. And I was like, oh, my God, that would have been so –
that would have been tremendous.
That. Yeah.
Plus, you live in L.A. for 6 months.
Oh.
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach. Enjoy yourself. That's why the Penguins got to be enjoying the weather down in Florida, right?
Good, Good segue. Let's jump right into that because I was talking yesterday about how they're the most enjoyable team in town to watch. This is getting to be real. They say if you're in playoff position at Thanksgiving, which they were, that you have a pretty good chance in the NHL. Now, a bad week, the way the Eastern Conference is going, and you could sink, you know, to 9th or 10th place or something like that, or even worse. What am I talking about? 12th or 13th place. But, Tyler, they're playing pretty well again. They're in playoff position, right behind the Devils, tied with the Islanders, but they've played two less games. This is fun. What has happened here? What's the difference under Dan Muse? Like if you had to pick one thing that's different from the malaise that we saw the last couple of years, what is it?
Communication. I think he's come in and he's had the ability to communicate with the Stars, with the Carlsons, with the young guys. I think everyone goes into the games with a very clear path of how they need to play, what they need to do to be successful. And I feel like Sully was that old school, like, this is how it's done. You do this or I'll find someone else to do it. Where Muse is a lot easier to talk to because he's a rookie coach, right? He wants to hear what the players are. And I feel like he's a new generation of coach.
Yeah.
He wants to explain his side, but he also wants to hear what the players thinking and what they think they should do in this situation. And just from hearing some rumblings, it is so much more enjoyable just being around from on the plane to in the dressing room. There's more of a calmness. And I think that has been such a tremendous thing for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And when you have guys that are calm, feel like their voice is important, you're going to get them to play for you. You know, and look at Carlson. Like, Carlson's playing the best defensive hockey I've seen in a long time. And part of that is he's not turning the puck over and he's using his skates. He's using his mobility, his natural talent of skating to get the Penguins out of trouble in their own end. You see last game, like, when he turns on the Jets, he's still at the top of for speed for defensemen. Like, his wheels and his ability to hang on to it and make the skating look so easy, and he creates so much. Like, even on the power play, when he gets it, watch his feet. Watch how he crosses over and the space he can move along that line. He takes up so much and he opens up so much. He's been playing great, but, you know, you hear his comments about Sully and how, you know,
yes,
there's a lot more to it, I think, and he was trying to keep it, but he wanted to make sure people knew that, like, him and Sully didn't see eye to eye. But now, you talk to him, he looks like a different Carlson.
Man, he really does. And the power play looks like a different power play, no matter who's been on it. The second power play was great the other night. Oh. Whipping the puck around. The power play got better last year, it did. But the previous 2 years, it was horrific. And this year, it's way better than even last year. It's just like they've adopted the common sense strategies of moving it fast and shooting the puck.
They simplified it, right?
Yeah.
I think, remember when Jágr was here, and that's when they were really going through their struggles. And Jágr is like, they respect each other too much. They're afraid to shoot the puck instead of...
When Jágr came and visited last year and he analyzed their power play 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, 2 years ago. And it was so interesting him saying that. And now when you watch it, it's like, this is the simplest, best power play we've seen a long time. It goes D to D, gets open, guys are at the front of the net, and they whip pucks there, and then they recover the puck low to high, and then they get pucks on net. And they keep it simple. I think adding Kindle's help, because Kindle's that young guy that's not afraid to shoot the puck. Like, he's not afraid to, like, get it and rip it at the net and see what happens, or, you know, all that stuff. And that is taking some pressure off other guys that, hey, it's okay to shoot. And when you have... How old is Sid? 39?
Yeah. I think so. Did he turn 39 or 38? Oh, limitless wonder.
I think he's turning.
I think he's turning 39, right? Yeah. Not until next August.
But when you have a guy like that that's got 18 goals early in December, like, it's crazy how good he's playing. Even Malkin, I think, is playing so well. But then you go back to the coaching staff, like, they don't have their fourth line guys getting 4 minutes ice. They have their fourth line guys like Luzzat. Like, those guys are getting 12 to 15 minutes a night, which means Sid, Gino, Tanger, Carlson, they are more fresh in the third period. Like, last game, they looked like they still had a lot of gas going into the third period.
Good point.
Yeah, it's impressive how he's deploying all four lines. It's so good to see. And then you see those young guys. I thought they brought a lot of energy. They had like a jump in their step. They were moving the puck well. The one thing, right in the first shift, they had a 3-on-2, and McGrory missed the net. He was coming right down and went from winger to winger back to the middle guy coming down like the middle lane, and he had a one-timer, and it was wide open, and he missed the net. And those are the ones that – buy you a couple more games when you get called up. When you score that goal, it buys you those. It's like when Kindle's struggling a little bit, you don't really notice him, and then he scores a goal. It buys him another couple games in the NHL. Even think of Bonko, right? He had that chance in the third period, and it didn't go in, right? It hit the post off the guy and just didn't find its way in.
Well, they're 9 points ahead of last year's pace after 25 games. 9 points ahead. Here's another thing I like. You, Bob Airey, Jay Caulfield have mentioned over the years the sort of lack of sandpaper, if you want to say
toughness.
That. Toughness. Team toughness. Not taking any crap from people. Not getting pushed around. Not being soft. Let's just get to the core of it. This team doesn't seem that way.
No.
Talk about that for a little bit. That game against the Flyers, I sensed it the other night. That there was a team toughness about them that they came out to kick some ass.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And obviously calling Bonko up adds a whole different element, because when you add a tough guy to the ice, he's like the sheriff, right? Everything kind of runs. Anyone gets a line, you're going to have to answer to the sheriff. And when they didn't dress Delorier, I was shocked. I could not believe it. You know, the Penguins just called up a guy that's known for his physicality, known for answering the bell.
Yeah.
And you don't, I'm not sure if he's hurt, but you need to dress your tough guy, because how quiet were the Philadelphia Flyers? They came out flat. And usually when a team comes out flat, what does a coach do? He throws the tough guy on to change momentum and try to start something up, which is by a fight or a big hit. They didn't have that. Right. So adding him, Witherspoon, Clifton, our D are starting to run guys over. They're starting to like make guys pay and finishing their checks. Like, we're not that soft defensive core we were a year or two ago, you know, and it goes all the way through the lineup. I think everyone's hitting just enough to bring that sandpaper.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But
how much did you guys hate the Flyers?
Oh. There was nothing better than beating the Flyers in Philadelphia. But I think it was because in my prime, they always had a tough team, right? They had a they were a very good team. Like from 08 to like 13 before they got rid of Richards and Carter, they had such a great team because their top six were very, very skilled with Hartnell, right? Hartnell was like kind of like our Kunitz, like run around, create stuff, put the puck in the back of the net. And then they had Wayne Simmonds, another tough, like a heavyweight. And then you look at their bottom six, like their lineup was littered with tough, skilled players. And we, as in Ray Shero, would always make sure. Like I think Ray's looking in the summer at Philadelphia's lineup and going, all right, this is who they have. We are not going to get pushed around by the Philadelphia because that's how they're going to want to play us. Because we have two guys in Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby that they're going to try to take liberties on. We cannot let that happen. So I always remember in training camp, we'd look around and we'd be like, okay, well, we got Eric Goddard. We got Aaron Asham. Hmm. We got Max Talbot. We got Vitaly, Derek England. We had guys that could answer the bell, and that made us feel a lot better. And then when we played there, the games were just so intense because they just hated Sid so much because Sid would just... It just felt like everything they did would fire Sid up to play better. And it's still happening. Like, we'd go to the...
It's still happening.
Oh, they don't get it. Like, let them sleep.
What's the crowd like there?
Oh, ruthless.
Yeah?
Ruthless. Like, you pull in to the Xfinity Center, but the bus would back in down, like, the... Like, where you... Like, they'd back down, like the little road or whatever, the runway into the building. And the people would have signs, and they were ruthless, like just like bad. You know, you'd be crying before you even got in the game, you know. And then you go to warm up, and the whole, all the glass, you couldn't see through the glass because they had signs just chirping Sid, like, go, Crybaby, this and that. And like, it was all on Sid.
You laugh at all if a good one was on there?
No. You know what?
No.
No, it was a lot different. When you went to Philadelphia, it was like you were suiting up because you didn't know what could happen, right? Like it was like, I'm going to have to fight someone today. Like I have to be ready. And like even going out, like to the game, like it was not like, hey, let's go have fun. It's like, hey, we all got to stick together. This is going to be
a best anthem in the league though, right?
Yeah. Great. Even like, again, we're on the other side. Their fans are great.
I mean, right? That's what you want in sports.
Yeah. Oh, like it was terrifying going into that building. I talked to Jay Caulfield. He goes, same thing. Like they were ruthless. And it was just because we always had that star. They didn't, right? We had Mario. They didn't. We had Sid. They didn't. And I think that fire, that gets their blood boiling. And then we beat them a lot.
And even though you weren't in the league yet, do you remember Kasparaitis hammering Lindros?
I watched it. Yeah. Does it surprise you? Remember we had Casper on?
Was great.
Yeah. He's a piece of
We got to have him back.
Yeah. I got to see when he's coming back.
That was one of the most like memorable scenes around a hit in hockey that I can ever remember.
Well, he had a kid in Johnstown at a charity game pretty hard one time.
You told me about that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's like a lost art. When's a lot? Like he's so good at timing. Right. As soon as a guy put his head down, he'd come across and it was just the explosion through his butt. Right.
It felt kind of ugly in a way. It was like the Roman Colosseum. Like Lindros was down and concussed and crawling on the ice and 16,000 people were on their feet. Just it was one of the loudest moments that I was ever in that building for. It was crazy. But the leverage that he gets. Or that he got at his height to chop down that tree.
Well, I think it's so when you catch the puck, right, you got to look down because you got to feel it, but you take that glimpse where you look at the puck for a second, and as a player looks at that puck, he pivots and he goes those three quick hard crossovers and he closes that gap. And as you look up, he's right there, and that's when he explodes into you. Another guy, like, remember Cornwall in Detroit?
Yeah.
Another guy, you'd always have to keep your head up. I remember we had a meeting one time before the game. We're like, hey, keep your head up. He's looking tonight. Like, he's always looking. And after the first period, Ryan Malone just got clipped, and his nose was facing his ear. And we're coming to the dressing room, and I think Ryan Whitney goes, Bugsy, do you not listen to the game notes? You did not listen? And Bugsy's nose is bleeding and all that. And he's like, dude. And it was funny, but not funny, because those are the guys that when they hit to hurt. You know, like, they hit to hurt. Like,
were you on the ice when Cook hit Mark Savard? Or were you in the game?
Yeah,
were you at that game?
Yeah, I was on the ice. I was.
What happened? I mean, how do you remember it happening? That was crazy.
I was like back checking, but he was coming across, and when Matt Cook came across, he clipped him and he caught him, and it was game over for some.
That was ugly, man.
It was ugly. And Matt Cook, like, he is a thick guy. Like, he's not a skinny guy. Like, when he's another guy, like, when he transfers his weight into a hit, like, you feel him. You know what I mean? Like, some guys, they're not sturdy, or there's a little bit of a brace in the hit. Where guys like Cookie, when he came across, the way he transferred, it was like running. It was like a moving brick wall.
And another guy was Kunitz at his side. Yeah. He killed Teeminen, I think, for the Flyers.
Behind the net. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
That was a heavy hit. But that's, again, that was like the heyday of us versus Philly, right? Because the hatred,
yes.
Even their team, like, that must have been, as a fan now, I know I played in the games, but it would have been so fun to watch those games because they were fireworks, right? Like,
the greatest.
Yeah, like, you knew something was going to happen that game, no matter what.
You know what game gets forgotten in Penguins history? And it was one of the greatest games and celebrations I've ever seen, to the point where Ron Cook, when I worked with him, was like, oh, I don't even remember that game.
What?
I do.
What game?
It was when you guys returned to the Stanley Cup final in 08 for the first time since 92. The Penguins were back in the final.
Yeah.
And you did it by ritualistically sacrificing the Flyers. What was it, 6-0?
Yes.
Bugsy had a hat trick?
Yep.
The Pittsburgh kid? It was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
You remember that game?
Yes. Yeah, like those 08 and 09, we had to go through Philly, right? And that was like, they were ready to rock, you know, but.
You swept them, I believe.
In
08, wasn't it? Did you sweep them that year? Am I misremembering? Let me look back while you talk more about those games.
But no, like, even Washington, like, I feel like now the NHL is like losing a little bit of that, like, despise of the other team. Like, I hate
open
saying,
hostility. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no one really, like, there's no firework. Like, you know, there's not going to be any fireworks anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I always felt there was teams I always felt like I never slept good when we played, like, either New York, because they had Sean Avery. I knew that was going to be a nightmare of a game because I was going to have to fight him or hit him or whatever was going to happen. Then you go to Philly. That's a complete nightmare because their whole team's tough. You go to Long Island. That's when they sucked, and their whole team would be getting called up, and they were calling up mutants. Like,
and you said you hated the Marriott in Long Island across the parking lot. Yeah. I love that place.
Really?
Yeah, remember I told you I got my hair cut? They used to have the barber shop downstairs. And then you just walk over to the game.
But when you play there, they're playing like the music outside. They're tailgating literally outside your window.
It's great.
I was there for 3 months. When I got traded, they're like, you can find a place or stay in a hotel. And I'm like, okay, well, just throw me at the Marriott. This is when my wife was pregnant. We were there for 3 months.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. That was like, think of sleeping in those beds and, you know, but the food in Long Island was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Like the best.
There's one Italian place I'll never forget. I went out to dinner with Bob Arry, Steige, and Billy Tibbetts. Remember when he played? That crazy guy?
Yeah, you ever see his Instagram right now?
Not good, no. Here's the game I remember. You guys took the Flyers in five, and the score was 6-0, and Bugsy had 2 goals. You didn't get on the score sheet that day. How is that possible?
My first year, I never scored in playoffs. We went all the way to the finals. I did not have a goal. I think I had 2 fights.
What a game that was. Look at your lineup from that night. What a team. Crosby, Dupuis, Hal Gill, Gonchar, Adam Hall, Hossa, Tyler Kennedy. George Laroque, Chris Letang, Gino, Ryan Malone, Orpik, Jarkko Ruutu, Bob Scuderi, Jordan Staal, Sikora, Talbot, Whitney, and Fleury. What a hockey team that was.
Yeah, it was a wagon. But you know what? I felt we didn't have enough veteran guys, that have won already on that team.
Well, you did. You had one, but he was hurt, Gary Roberts.
Yeah, just to learn how to change momentums and just to talk in the room and stuff, that's when we picked up Billy and Cooney.
Yeah.
It was a game changer for us. You know what I mean?
Sad to see Whitney go.
Yeah, I enjoyed Whitney. He was obviously hard on us because we were rookies. Me and Tanger were rookies, but he was a lot harder on Tanger than me. But he was great. He was a lot of fun.
You guys lit up Marty Baron like Mulsey at a craft beer house in game five.
What was the score there?
6-0.
Jesus.
What a day that was.
In Philly?
No, it was here. You don't remember it either. You're like Ron Cook.
Yeah, I know what.
I thought it was like a celebratory, we're killing the Flyers here and going back to the finals.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, Joe. I had a lot of pucks. I got a lot of hits in the head. You know?
That's true. RJ Umberger, looks like you and him might have gotten in a fight. Did you?
No. Nope.
Something happened.
No. That was my fight against roughing calls? That was my fight against Upshaw. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Another one where I was eating my pillow all afternoon because I was nervous.
Well, let's bring it back to modern times because the Penguins are right now just flat out fun. And one of the things that stabilized them when it looked like it might go south was Jari coming back. Whoa. Why don't we talk about him?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on the 15-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with me until the top of the hour. And yes, the Penguins have stabilized over these last 3 games behind Tristan Jarry. I've maintained that this is perfect because it presents Kyle Dubas an opportunity to trade Tristan Jarry, get rid of that money. Not that it's a ton for a goalie, but it's still a chunk of your salary cap. Because I'm not totally convinced on Jari. He's off to a nice start this season. I think you strike while the iron's hot, sell high, and hand the reins to Mirishkov. Thoughts?
Well, one, I don't think Edmonton has too much to offer the Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, what are they going to give up to get Jari? And if he's starting to come into his own and figure it out, even though it's still early, I don't think I would trade him. I really don't think I would. I think finding a good goalie now is so hard.
Yeah.
Like, think how many years Edmonton's been trying to find a starter for the last 2 years. And the asking price for a good goaltender now is astronomical. And that's what makes it tough with the Jari situation. Yes, Mirishkov is probably the future, but you don't want him coming up and rushing it and not playing well and not being your starter, you know? So I think I feel like I would keep Jari. I know his pass hasn't been great, but what I do like that I haven't seen Jari do in a long time, he's got a calmness. He's got a swagger, you know, and it's more maybe not swagger, but a calmness when he goes inside that net that I haven't seen in a long time, you know. And when I look at the Penguins, how they play in front of them, they feel good playing in front of Tristan Jari now. You can tell they have a confidence in him, and that's hard to gain, especially with his past. So he's got to have the backing of the team. He's got the backing of the staff for sure, and he's turning things around. This would be, I know his stock's high, but I don't think I would. I would not trade him unless you're getting something really good back. And when I look at Edmonton Oilers lineup,
who else needs a goalie? Certainly by the trade deadline, teams are going to pop up left and right who need him. In fact, there might already be a bunch of teams. No?
There's a couple that might be looking for a backup, but the team that I think everyone kind of revolves around in the biggest hole in their lineup last year was Edmonton, right?
Are they going to do this every year where they stink for a while and then they just come on late and make the Stanley Cup final and lose again?
I think they're...
Is McDavid ever going to win a cup?
Yes, 100%.
100%?
He'll win a cup. It might not be in Edmonton, but he's going to win a cup. He's too talented. The league wants him to win too bad. I think everyone wants him to win too bad. He's going to win a cup. I don't know if it'll be in Edmonton. I think that's why he signed that short-term deal. He's given them 2 years. And
he turns 29 this season.
And that's not young, especially when you start playing at 18, right? Like,
he's in his 11th season. How is that possible?
It's insane, right? And he's still, like, have you watched him play lately? Him and Draisaitl look tired.
They've played a lot of hockey, man. They've been to the finals 2 years in a row, international stuff.
And think of, like, when they play half the game, you know, and that you're not going to, those kind of players are not going to withstand the wear and tear through a whole year playing 25 minutes, 30 minutes a night after December. And you see them now, they look tired. McDavid still has his jam where he picks a puck, goes through everyone. But by the third period, they do look slower. And it's because their fourth line doesn't play. And they probably shouldn't play that much. And their top guys, they want all the ice, but they're just too tired, you know. And usually they're down by a goal or two. So coach has to push, the horses to win. So they're in a tough spot.
Meanwhile, also out west, the Avalanche are 19-1-6. One regulation loss. We're almost at Christmas.
Well, I think McKinnon's the best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
Like the way he's shooting the puck. They're
going Oklahoma City Thunder here.
Yeah.
19-1. Wow.
They're rolling four lines. They're solid, great goaltending. Like they are the team to beat.
Sure looks
that way. It's still early, though. I think... When's the last time?
Yeah, Winnipeg did this last year, remember?
Yeah, and I think the trade deadline changes some things. When you think of Florida, they added two really good players. And if they didn't add Marchand and Jones at the deadline, I don't think they're winning the Stanley Cup.
How about back in the East? you know who's coming on very strong is Ovechkin in the Capitals.
Oh, I know.
He was off to that rotten start. Now he's got 14 goals and over a point a game.
Yeah, he's got like 12 goals in 14 games.
It's unbelievable. I don't see him retiring after this year. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know how he died. I'm my mind is scrambled eggs when I think of how he's still doing it, because he literally scores in bunches like I've never seen before.
And they're really good again all of a sudden.
Yeah, but they've been good for like 3 weeks, you know.
But they were good all last year.
Yeah. I think they have a really good coach too. I think they're very well, they're structuring their games very well. I think they have those young little speedsters that help their team look faster. They have good defense. But they would be a great team to play in the playoffs.
That's what I was just going to say. Just one more Capitals Penguins series. One more.
They should make that happen.
How about the test tonight? Do we find out more about these Penguinis when they face Tampa in Tampa?
I think so. I think it's going to be a little bit. You know what? I think they have this kid in their team on Tampa Bay Lightning is Douglas. He's 6'5", 6'7", 240, and he's their tough guy, and he likes to fight. I'm going to be interesting to see if him and Bonko are going to go, because I look forward to those guys kind of chucking them and seeing who's the toughest. But that's pretty sure that's going to happen if both guys are in the lineup, because that Douglas kid loves to fight. He's trying to make him – he's like the new – Rempe in Tampa, young guy trying to make his mark, fighting everyone. So I think that would get the boys fired up. I think get everyone involved.
Can't wait to watch it. And I didn't think I was going to be saying that about Penguins games in December this season. It's just they've become the most enjoyable team in town to watch.
Well, I still think like Kucherov is top three player in the league.
Yeah.
Like the way he handles the puck, the way he distributes the puck. And another guy that like, I don't know how the Penguins got rid of him. Gensel, I think, is such a great player. Like, even when you see him go to the Olympics or like the Four Nations, like he was he could have been the best player on the U.S. team.
I think he was.
Yeah,
the games I saw. Yeah,
and like it's like give him 10 to stay.
Meanwhile, how about this story in the Post Gazette today by King Jemison, Will Horkoff,
son of
Sean Horkoff, who you played against, right?
Yep.
This dude is the leading goal scorer in all of college hockey. They just picked him in the third round. He's sprung up to 6'5", and he leads the NCAA in goals with 18. Did they get two guys in this draft who are going to be near immediate contributors?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy looks
like... He's a real deal, yeah. He's beating that Gavin McKenna with points, like crushing him with goals. And the assist leader, who's the assist leader... Another Penguin pick. But that's what Kyle Dubas does. His farm, even...
Limits, can you look that up? That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah.
What's going on with McKenna at Penn State?
I heard he's struggling a little bit. I heard like they're like, oh, this is supposed to be the first overall pick. I don't think he's lighting it up like they think. I think there's so many eyes on him. You know what I mean? Like, I think whenever you get a lot of hype... Guys just play you harder. They don't give you as much room.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different than junior hockey. I still think he's going to be an unbelievable player. It's like Bedard, right? Bedard was not very good the last 2 years. This year, he's a top five player. Like the way he's scoring goals and he's scoring goals like he was doing in junior. But it took him 2 years. It took him 2 years to figure out the speed, figure out how he needs to play to be effective.
Yeah.
Because remember, they're like, oh, he's a dud. He's a bust. Now they're like, oh, he's a shoe-in for Team Canada, right?
Well, that's a tough roster to crack, but yes.
Yeah, well, he's almost leading the league in goals. Like you can't keep him off. And you kind of want to get those young guys in there because I think it's going to be a lot of energy. You're going to need to have some young guys with some young legs because it's a tournament.
Man, I can't wait
grind,
to watch that.
That's going to grind you. How do you think the U.S. is going to do? I think they've had some pretty big injuries. I don't think they're going to do as good as everyone thinks they are.
I'm not big on Sully in big games lately. You?
No, Sully's... Once he went to New York, I think his stock kind of dropped a little bit, right?
These guys, are they still in last place in the division and close to last in the East? The Rangers?
Can we get Miller and Trocheck on
limits?
Penguins
can you
somehow?
Look that up? Boy, that would be nice.
Oh, it'd be great.
Rangers at 30 points. Of course, like I said, the way the East is jammed up, they could have a good week. They're only a point behind the Penguins, for God's sakes, although the Penguins have three games in hand. The way the East is going, one bad week or one great week, and you move up or down five spots.
Well, that's what Muse is saying. He goes, we cannot let the foot off the gas because it's so close, right? We are behind Philly. Now we're in front of Philly, and we have some big games coming up. Like, these next two games are going to be tough, tough games to win. In Tampa, in Dallas is another great team. It's going to be tough.
Thank you, Tyler.
It's quick. You're kicking me off quick.
I know. I can't help it.
Thank you, Tyler. Can I ask Tyler one question?
Thanks, Sam. No. I like your hat, okay. City Limits.
Of course you can, Limits. I would never deprive you of such a thing.
I find it fascinating, correct me if I'm wrong, that I think hockey is the one sport compared to all four major sports where all the all-time greats have won a cup. And where Lemieux, Gretzky, Jagr, Messier, Crosby, Ovi, they all have. Where
Yzerman.
Yeah.
Like,
where if McDavid doesn't, he's going to stand out even more just because of how great he is and how talented he is. It took Ovi a while, obviously, 2018 to get it done, but he could be in rare air there, Joe.
Yeah, he I think he's still got another 10 years to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't, again, it's going to take...
Who? I blanked out when Limits
McDavid.
Was talking.
He's got like...
Thank you for paying attention to my question.
I can't help
100%.
It.
He needs to win just to be in the category of the Crosbys.
Yeah. Does he?
Oh, 100. I think you have to win. Because you have to win a Stanley Cup. And think of Ovi. Ovi was never considered a winner until he won the cup, right? Like, he was never like... He was always considered a guy that can score a ton of points during the regular season, but can never get his team over the hump.
Yeah.
And then once he won, it takes a low.
I mean, he'd still be a top 10 player of all time, wouldn't he, McDavid, if he never wins a cup? But you're saying to get in the rare air of, like, you know, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Well, you might be right about that.
To be the elite, you know, he needs to.
Who are the best players who never won a cup, Limits? Wrong. Marcel Dion, Jerome Iginla. Matt Sundin, Henrik Lundqvist, your buddy Joe Thornton, and Pavel Bure, they say.
Yeah.
But I don't think a Stanley Cup would have put them in that conversation with the Sids, the Mario. Yeah,
I never
Gretzky.
Said that, Limits.
All you I said those was, are the best players to never win a cup.
Yes, I did.
And that a Stanley, Tyler said that a Stanley Cup puts them on an even higher pedestal.
No, he didn't. He said it would put McDavid on a pedestal.
It would put him in a different category.
Sorry, Limits, I'm argumentative all of a sudden.
Wrong.
Yeah, you need to win. Like, even... Yeah. Again, you need to find that grind.
If you want to get to that
level.
Like, you know, Jerome Iginla doesn't need to win a cup to be one of the all-time greats, does he? He already is. McDavid is, too.
Yeah, but you think you'd probably remember him more if he would have won?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jerome was one of the best leaders, best guys you've ever played with, but once he retired, he kind of forgot about him, to be honest. But if he would have won, you're like, no, he's on that Stanley. You know what I mean? I think he would have been more in the picture.
You're probably right about that.
You got to win.
Remember when Pavel Bure had three breakaways against Johan Hedberg in his first game as a Penguin? You weren't even, here yet?
No.
You were in junior. You might have been in Pee-wee at that point.
I was in Bantam hockey. I was still wearing a full cage, yeah. I just remember the guy with the white skates and just like would skate. He was like my local Rico Fatta.
Who's that?
Rico Fatta?
No, who's... Oh, literally you're talking about Rico Fatta?
No, like he was like, so Rico used to play for my junior team back home and Rico would play the same way. Get the puck.
As who?
Pavel Bure.
Oh.
You know, they just put on the Jets, go wide and no one can stop them. That's like, I remember
watching. Was phenomenal to watch.
Oh,
he's one of my five most exciting, not Rico Fatta, Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Five most exciting players ever to watch. Gilbert Perreault's on that list. You know that name?
No.
My God, Hokie's here.
Yeah, well,
look at this guy.
He looks good, eh?
Imagine lining up.
He looks like he's like slept the. You sleep good last night, Hokie?
Oh, man.
This
looks
guy's good, unbelievable, Ryan. Isn't he?
I'm trying. What's up, brother?
Alan Faneca's the other guy who used to be thick and husky and now looks like a marathon runner. Yeah. So does Hokie. Look at this man. Yeah. How are you, sir?
Hokie works out. You can tell.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to.
Who would have
dip into that fountain of youth, you know?
And you look younger. You do. Who would have done better in the other sport? You at hockey or him at football?
Probably him at football because I can't, skating is a different beast, man.
Hey, we're running a lesson here in about 2 weeks with these guys.
If you really Bob, and Limits are going to take a skating lesson. They're going to film it with Tyler. Will you come?
I'd love to come if I'm in town.
That'd be great.
We'll get
a little two-on-two.
Kiesel.
Oh, Kiesel can skate, though.
He knows how to skate.
Well, not great. Let's not...
Not great,
but he's good.
Limits, me and you against Bob and Hokie in a quick 2-on-2.
We need to put you in a helmet, though, just in case.
I might need two helmets. Helmet,
yeah. You don't want to hit that ice.
I'll fight Bob.
You'll fight Bob?
Yeah.
Who'd win?
If I drop the gloves with Bob, he's going down.
Well, I think Bob's calling me right now. He's like, no.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Have a good show.
Good to see you,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.